This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, June 21. Brief Companions. Our reading comes from John chapter 11. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died, but I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen, and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." When my son's mother died unexpectedly, my wife, sons, and stepdaughter and I came together in deep, shared grief. The intensity of our sorrow felt profoundly isolating. But I've come to understand our pain in a new light. Though deeply personal, grief connects us to a broader, compassionate community. People have chosen to enter into our pain. It's reminiscent of Jesus' care for Mary and Martha when Lazarus died. Though fully aware of the outcome, Jesus entered their mourning, weeping along with them. His empathy was about understanding their loss and sharing in their suffering and grief. Similarly, we are part of a community that understands loss all too well. Parents mourn children lost to disease and violence. Siblings grieve the loss of siblings to addiction or accidents. And young children mourn lost parents. It's a fellowship we haven't chosen, but in it we find support, solace, and strength. My sons and I meet with a grief counselor every other week, sharing our pain and memories about their mother. Our counselor, who has also experienced tragic loss, stands with us in our grief. Together, we find strength in this shared experience, navigating sorrow with a sense of communal support and understanding. Pray with me. Father, thank you for the bonds formed through shared suffering and trauma. May we reflect the comfort and grace of Jesus, who shares in our suffering and grief and brings healing. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.